Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. We have air on the tires and we're ready to go. The engine light has now been turned off. We scanned it earlier and we found out that we had another code on this bad boy, and it was the PO200. Oh, I hate it when that happens. The PO200. Trouble fault code when your engine light's on. The OBD2 scanner comes up to the port. They plug it in. They tell you that you've got a PO200, and that means a fuel injector circuit condition problem. This fuel injector's either open or shorted, and you need a new fuel injector. Ow! Not good. How many injectors do you have? Multi-port injection system. That means there's a fuel injector in each cylinder. Right on top of that piston, spraying that fuel. Folks, in order to not have that code, you need and have to do, you have to do it. You have to put a bottle of STP fuel injector super concentrated fuel cleaner in that fuel tank. It's the easiest thing to do. It's liquid. It's a small bottle. It has to say STP super concentrated on it. Hey, if you do not like STP, no problems there. I just want you to put fuel injector cleaner, but it needs to say super concentrated or concentrated on the bottle. Read the bottle, because it depends on how many gallons of how many gallons you of fuel, that liquid gold anymore, the price of it, it's in that tank. And to read the instructions, you just put the how many ounces you need to put in that tank in order not to overdose it. And then say goodbye to the PO200 fault codes. Welcome to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. Good to have you along. We're sliding into the third hour. The shop bay door is open, and we are now going to go down and look at what's in the hubcap here on the third hour. What is in the hubcap? Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer. He takes care of the email bag. He's handing me the he's in the house. He's got the email bag here to the left of me. Hey there, Eddie. Thank you for the hubcap. That tells us what we're going to do this hour of Auto World. First and foremost, you are the star of the show, so I want you to interrupt me, period. Shut me down on the tracks right here, right now. Whenever you need a problem solved. Yep, just the train now is derailed. Oh, no, derail the train. Call me at 855-660-4261 or email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And we look forward to your Facebook messaging. You can message me on Facebook. The address is my name, Mark Evans. Head on over. Take a look at that BMW, the car that changes color with a touch of a button. We have that photo up there along with a few others on our Auto World Radio Facebook page. Our Instagram account is Auto World Media. And, of course, again, a little quick reminder, if you can't tune in and want to go back in time, do the podcast. That's right. This is also a podcast at Auto. All you have to do is Google Auto World Mark Evans. I welcome you aboard into the Greasy Garage Studio. So we have a new look for our mail trucks coming your way on this hour. And hang on, folks, because I'm talking in the bees, the billions of dollars that's going to be spent for these new mail trucks. What's your opinion? Just hang tight. We're also going to go into the list going up to the top. We've got Dougie, can't even say his nickname. It's not really his nickname. It's his true name. Dougie the drummer is here. Delahay the drummer, he is here. Dougie Delahay the drummer. He's here to do the number one slot on the 15 cars that became political icons. And we also are going to go up the list of the number one slot. 10 cars that hold their value the most is coming your way. We're going up from 3, 2, and 1 because the first and second hour we've already given you the last part of the list. That's how we do it here. And look, Ma, no hands. That's right. There's someone out there, a company. Well, let's go right to it right now. Expanding access to hands-free driving. Who is it? General Motors is committed to doing it. They're expanding the access to advanced driver assistance systems, ADAS, bringing in the technologies to more vehicles and more roads than before. Self-deployment. They say they want to help us, you and me, as customers, expand our driving experience with these systems, which is why they are laser-focused on testing, validating and improving what? The ADAS system technologies to provide you and me features and systems to drive with no hands. That's right. Now, I've talked about it here. We've reported it. It's in the news. It's been in the news. Super Cruise. A key piece of Super Cruise, it's the road network. The road network, folks. Yep. They've mapped highways out. They've turned in more roads now where we all can be engaged with hands-free system. And this all happened. They basically expanding the access of roads. It happened in August of 2022. They announced it then, and they plan to double this Super Cruise road network to more than 400,000 miles of roads in the United States and Canada on select vehicles. The first vehicles to receive the expansion will be full-size SUVs built on, well, October 3rd. Just a couple, you know, not too long ago. About a month ago. They're arriving in your hands starting in mid-November, like right now. Hundreds of thousands of additional miles of roads will be unlocked for customers, you and me, who ordered the following vehicles with Super Cruise. Remember I said, second hour, get a pen and paper and pencil out. Here's the new models. The 2023 Chevrolet Tahoe, High Country and Premier Trims. The 2023 Chevrolet Suburban, High Country and Premier Trims on that one. The 2023 Cadillac Escalade, Escalade ESV and Escalade V. And the 2023 GMC Yukon Denali Ultimate. Super Cruise. Yep, for you existing Super Cruise vehicles, the GM built, they're going to expand the road network. You'll see that here pretty soon coming your way. Over the air, updates, and through the cloud at no additional charge, by the way. That's good news, yes. Thank you. No additional charge, thank you. Over the air, OTA software updates can provide more enhancements, as you know, over time for the vehicles that they designed and built. So this might be a creature feature, folks, that you might want. Super Cruise is coming to 22 vehicles globally by the end of 2023. It's going to be called Ultra Cruise. Will later become available on certain premium vehicles. And together, the technologies will bring the ADAS to more of us, more vehicles. They're looking at maybe bringing it to more and more of, you don't have to buy the big boy Cadillac, you know, Escalade, and the big Chevy Suburban, the big, huge High Country Premier trims and all. They're going to start to put the Super Cruise on some of the, well, like maybe the Chevrolet Bolt EUV and also the Cadillac XT6, Cadillac CT6 is some that going to be, well, they're adding something there on that. And the Ultra Cruise might be coming to those cars sooner or later. Now, the Bolt, I have a neighbor that has a Bolt EUV, and it's amazing. He's gone all the time. It's electric. Plugs it in and off he goes. So, hands-free. If you want to get a good laugh, head over to our Facebook page, and you'll see a little girl. There almost looks like my granddaughter. They're driving her little electric car. She's driving this girl there in our little video. Is driving a little Corvette with no hands. So, look, Ma, no hands. Do you want to drive a car with no hands? Do you want me to, as a shop owner, operator, do you want me to come over to your place, disconnect the steering wheel, and just send it back to the wrecking yard? Oh, let's just give it back to the dealer. Hand it to the dealer and see if we can get... Of course, that steering wheel's got an airbag on it, too. Yeah. How many of you out there really do want to drive with no hands on the steering wheel? I mean, you don't want to... You really do not want to feel the road anymore. The vibration of the engine, electric or gas, ICE, or diesel... Oh, yeah, the shake of a diesel engine through the steering wheel. You can't beat it. When we come back, the new look for your mail trucks, billions of dollars. Is it worth it? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Nobody can look at my car, like a police in the blue crowd. Nobody can look at my car.
along with me today. Honored to sit behind the silver microphone, as always, every week here on Auto World 3 hours. Every week you come into the studio with me, Greasy Garage Studio, and I'm honored to have you here. Now, a little trivia here. Do you have a Saturn? Did you purchase a Saturn back in the day? Back in 1991, the very first Saturns, General Motors' answer to compact imports, arrive and feature front-wheel drive and, of course, the lightweight steel and plastic bodies. Back in 1991. Saturns, they're no longer with us. Okay, it is time for the 10 cars that hold their value the most. We started at 10. We're going up the list. We are at number 3. Get ready, Dougie the drummer. Delhay the drummer, that is. Number 3. Now, this is top 10 vehicles with the lowest 5-year depreciation schedule. Survey that was done by iccars.com. Number 3 is the Porsche 911. The average 5-year depreciation was 14.6%. That comes to a dollar amount. Average dollar difference from MSRP of $20,634. Number 2 is the Jeep Wrangler Unlimited. Average 5-year depreciation was 8.7%. That comes to a price of $3,344, the average dollar difference from MSRP. Now, the number 1 slot out of the top 10 vehicles with the lowest 5-year depreciation study is the Jeep Wrangler. The average 5-year depreciation, 7.3%, and the dollar amount was $2,361. So, with that, you folks out there, they're driving the Jeep Wranglers, the Jeep Wrangler Unlimited, 2 doors, 4 doors, they've held their value quite well. And this is something that helps all of us when we go from the bottom up to the top to understand maybe what car we should purchase in the future, because we don't really lose a lot of dough on it. Coming up later this hour, we're going to be going down, going up the list, the top number 1 slot, of the 15 cars that became, well, political icons. Yes, political icons. But right now, it's time. Let's do the email. Let's go into the email bag and find out if you can stump the chump. That's me. Woo, everyone. That was quick. Yeah, Eddie, the engine emailer, he's sitting to the left of me with the email bag. We've got quite a few in there, he said, and so I've got a lot of work to do this coming up after the show and into the week. And I promise all of you, we're going to be, according to Eddie here, he's telling me you're going to be probably till Wednesday, Mark, to get all these emails answered. So we'll definitely get in touch with you, so be patient for sure. But right now, let's do it. Third hour listening. Here's one listening on our local radio station, KBOI AM 670. Shout out. Yes, let's do a shout out. Oh, my goodness. Devin. Devin, he's listening to us right here in the Boise, Idaho area on News Talk KBOI. Let's do a shout out. Shout out to, oh, yeah, News Talk KBOI, AM 670, and also FM 93.1. Nampa, Caldwell, Mountain Home, Cascade, McCall, even Ontario, Oregon. Hi-lo there out there to Baker, Oregon. You folks have emailed me, tuning in, listening. Appreciate it. And again, it's right here at News Talk KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1 right here in Boise, Idaho, where I'm sitting right now. Thanks, Devin. Good to have you along. Thanks for tuning in. He says, love your program, Mark. Thank you. Appreciate that. He says, need your help with a question about what brand of oil and weight I should run my SUV. I'm asking because I have a, small ticking sound now on startup. Been running Valvoline 040W, that's weight, 40W weight, which, by the way, the W stands for winner. So he's running 040W. W stands for winter. They test all the oils in winter. He says, I'm hoping that oil could fix my ticking, LOL, laughing out loud. Thank you, Devin. Devin, appreciate it. Hey, that's a great question. And going into this time of year, we've got some cold weather hitting us here in the Boise, Idaho area and Oregon area. And yes, Devin, no more 040. Now, I'm saying that that's the weight we're talking about. I don't know what kind of car you have, Devin. If you can email me back there and let me know. Now, this is a car make and model. That would help a lot, because every one of us, now I'm not dogging any brand by any means, talking all brands are good. See, that's the thing. API, Automotive Petroleum Institute, is a little star that's on all of our oil bottles out there, folks. And they, all these brands, they have to pull the crude oil out of the ground, purify it, refine it, do their magic, and then they have to meet or exceed API ratings, Automotive Petroleum Institutes, before they can put their Valvoline, Pennzoil, Quaker State, you know, Mobil, Exxon, whatever brand, before they can put it on the shelf. But, Devin, you have to look at, you know, castor oil is one that is designed, the molecules and the ingredients they put in theirs is for high-revving engines. So do we want to put a high-revving engine oil into a lifted four-wheel drive, well, Ford, Dodge, Chevy pickup? No. They're not doing high revs unless it's a monster truck. See, there's a difference right there. The monster trucks are big, huge, lifted monster trucks, and they're doing quite high revs. So, that's designed, Castrol's designed it for high-revving engines. So, do you have a four-cylinder, Devin? Do you have a V6, a straight six, a V8, or maybe you even have a Ferrari? Where Ferraris, and, I'll just stay with Ferrari, a triple aught. O-0-0-0 weight. It's pretty much thinner than water because of the clearances of how that engine's made. So we have to get the right weight in the engine. And, yeah, Devin, this changing the oil weight will more than likely help you get rid of your ticking. Because on startup, I know you're in Boise here listening on the new stock KBOI AM 670. We're cold now. We're cold here. So if you're sitting it outside and you're not in a warm garage, your vehicle, well, that oil, I don't know if any of you have had a chance to, you know, sit the quart of oil out there in your driveway and let it sit there for quite some time in the winter, and then go out there and try to pour it. Glug, 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 glug. Yeah, it doesn't want to pour out. So, because it's a thicker weight. Now, 0 to 40, Devin. Let's talk forever here on this, but the numbers are the thickness of the oil. So you think of the number. When we come back from a short break, we're going to talk numbers here, real numbers on oil. And I'm going to help Devin get rid of his ticking. Hopefully this will help you get rid of your ticking. I don't know. I've got a lot of nuts and loose in my head right now ticking. Maybe I can get rid of the ticking in my head. We'll be right back. Have some popcorn. Make sure you put butter on it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Democrats held on to control of the U.S. Senate, handing a major victory to President Joe Biden and extinguishing hopes of the red wave that Republicans had expected leading into the midterm elections. Biden, who struggled with low approval ratings ahead of Tuesday's elections, said the late Saturday outcome made him look forward to the remainder of his term in office. Utility companies in Kherson were working to restore critical infrastructure damaged and mined by fleeing Russian forces, with most homes in the southern Ukrainian city still without electricity and water, regional officials said on Sunday. The governor of Kherson said the authorities had decided to maintain a curfew from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m. and ban people from leaving or entering the city as a security measure. Six people were killed and 53 others were wounded on Sunday when an explosion rocked a busy pedestrian street in central Istanbul in what President Erdogan called a bomb attack that smells like terrorism. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. If there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive, keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road.
A lot of driving and a lot of stopping at the fuel station to make sure there's some liquid in that metal tank. Well, pretty much plastic tanks anymore on the new vehicles. Good to have you along. Auto World, interactive, informative, and all things automotive. Thanks for joining me. We're helping Devin here and listening to us on Newstalk KBOI, AM 670 and FM 93.1 right here in the Boise, Idaho area. And he says he loves the program. Thank you, Devin, again. Appreciate it. Thanks for stepping in and coming in. And I just want to do a little shout-out, too, that, Devin, you're listening on us on the third hour. Thank you, because KBOI is doing the first and second hour. We're trying to get him to do the third hour. So you must be listening on GCNlive.com. And holler at Nate down there, program director. Let's get 3 hours here in the Boise, Idaho area, huh? Yes, thank you. Anyway, hey, a little shout-out right there for Auto World. Hey, Devin, you're small ticking. Let's go back to the oil weights. The higher the number, the thicker the oil. You've got a 40 weight in there. I don't believe that you're probably driving an old 70s and or an 80s vehicle. That's what we used to put in those older vehicles. 10-40 weight. Yeah. And you've got 0-40 in here. So the lower the number, the thinner the oil. Okay, so yes, you want oil to lubricate as soon as you start it up. But in our area in Boise, Idaho, and that's, I'm looking at climates, folks. All of this is for every one of you. Climates, the temperature means a lot. Also, the engine. What size is the engine, make and model? Because the size of the engine means a lot, too. Like diesels, we put a special Rotatilla, for instance, diesel oil in a diesel. There's turbo. Yes, that's right. Turbocharged oil for turbocharged engines, Porsches, etc. So, Devin, I don't know the year, make, and model of your vehicle. You can email me that back. Absolutely. And I can go on farther, help you there, of course, off air and on air. But we definitely want everyone that ever emails Auto World, we're going to stay in touch. You're our new friends, of course, and all of our folks that are listening are part of our family here. So, but 040, no, you're a little bit thick. I would recommend in our area just to cover our temperature in the Boise, Idaho area. 530 would work good. And again, the higher the number, the thicker the oil. W stands for winter, not weight. Another little Auto World tip, a little trivia there. And the lower the number is thinner. Now, also, too, I want to carry this on. Devin, thank you. Appreciate your email. I really do. And thank you. Hopefully we can get that ticking sound out of there. And if the ticking does not go away with the 530, then here's what I'd like you to do is synthetic. Do synthetic. And I'm not talking any brand's fine, okay? Any brand's fine. But do a synthetic oil. And then you can do a 520. Do a 520. So 520 or 530, and that'll get that ticking hopefully out of there. And if not, stay in touch with me, absolutely, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and email me back a little address there that where you're at, and I'll get a nice little gift bag out to you that's got solution finish in it for all those black areas of plastic that makes them black again that are dull gray looking bad. Oh, boy. No. Solution finish fixes that. We got some Meguiar's products in there, some Mother's products in there. I got some wash drops in there, and just a bottle STP fuel injector cleaner also is in there. Devin, thank you. Appreciate it. Listening to us on New Talk KBOI AM 670 right here in Boise, Idaho, and also FM 93.1 horsepower and 48,000 watts. It's good to have you folks along. Absolutely. So now, coming up, well, let's just do it right now. A new look for your mail. That's right. A new look for your mail. If you want to know what the government is now going to be doing with their mail trucks, head on over to our Facebook page. My address is my name, Mark Evans, there, Auto World Radio. We also, I believe, have it up on Instagram. Yeah, Auto World Media. Very tall looking thing. It's white. It's got the stripes on it. It's the box land, but it's a lot taller. And it was, engineer has actually been hired to sit down, figure it out, so that driver, that mail person that's delivering our mail, can see better in and out of it, more comfortable for them to be able to reach our mailboxes as they're driving around. But the biggest thing here is that the U.S. Postal Service, they submitted the very first official order for a batch of these in brand new NGDVs, 50,000, the next-gen delivery vehicles. Next-gen delivery vehicles, the NGDVs, what that stands for. Oshkosh Defense is the manufacturer that's going to be building them. And Oshkosh is basically, they're in charge of a lot of the building the tanks and stuff, folks, that for our military. So they got the contract for building these. And so the EPA attempted to delay the Postal Service completion of the deal with Oshkosh to manufacture a bunch of them for an aging fleet of Grumman LLV mail carriers that we all see all day long. I mean, I do on my street coming down to my place. But Oshkosh, their defense company that manufactures them, and 50,000 is the first order. Now, why I'm bringing this up, there's a lot to it. I don't know if you like the looks, or does the look even matter? Does the mail even really know and care what the look of a mail truck is? I don't think so. Yeah. Of course, again, Oshkosh Defense, they secured many other government contracts with military vehicles, and they, you know, are doing it now with the NGDV design. And here's what's happening here. They're going to do actually a combustion, ICE, and or battery electric versions. So electric coming to your mail truck, believe it or not, yes. The combustion engine model only offers, you ready? 0.4 miles per gallon fuel efficiency. Gain, that's it. Over the outgoing mail truck, the old Grumman. So, hey, I guess it does get a little more gas mileage, 0.4. Yeah. The bonus, purposely built design, the bonus, though, for the mail carriers, air conditioning. Yes, they finally get air conditioning. It gets, you ready? The brand new mail truck with the air conditioner on, It gets an estimated 8.6 miles per gallon with the AC running full blast. Yay! Hey, if I can make my mail delivery person happier, I will. It's the last thing we need is to have... Have you ever went to your mailbox and your mail was wet? Oops, I dropped it. Well, I didn't. The mailman did. The mail lady did. See, that's what I'm talking about. Now, the original deal had the combustion model allocated to be around 90% of the total new USPS fleet. But now, just about 10% BEV. So now, that's what the numbers are. 90% combustion, ICE, 10% electric. Now, when I'm getting down to this, there's 50,000 of them ordered. Now, first batch, 50,000, 10,019 for electrics. Now, here's what I wanted to highlight. This is what it's going to cost all of us. The total order is valued at $2.98 billion. $1 billion for mail trucks, 50,000 of them and 10,000 electric. What's your opinion? 855-660-4261. That's our number here at Auto World, 855-660-4261. I want to hear your opinion. $2.98 billion starting for us to have a air-conditioned mail truck for our mail carriers. I want to hear from you, mail carriers. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our drum roll we needed. We're back. Good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. So, $2.98 billion for mail trucks, and that doesn't even touch the surface of the planet that we're on. Well, that's only 50,000. It's not really a lot of money if you divide that up to how many of us are on in the United States. We do need our mail delivered. Need to get those bills delivered to us. Yes. Well, wonder if this car delivered any mail back in the day. Nope. The 1907, the Thomas supported a 571 cubic inch. Folks, that's 9.2 liter engine. The United States production car with the largest four-cylinder engine on the planet. Four-cylinder. And in 1907, the Thomas, 9.2 liter. Little Auto World trivia for us. Well, it's time. We called Doug, the Delahaye drummer, in because we're going up the list here on the 15 cars that became political icons. Number 9. We're going all the way from 9 to 1 here on the third hour. A 1961 Lincoln Continental limousine. Number 8. The Toyota Century. That's right. Toyota Century. One of the few cars in the world that represent crime and order in equal measures, the Century's design has been largely unchanged since 1967. Number 7, the Renault 4. Number 6, the 2002, all the way ran for the political icon, all the way to 2009, the Lancia Thesis. Number 5, 1963 all the way through 1981, the Mercedes-Benz 600. Number 4, North Korea's 1970s Lincoln Continental. Number 3, the Honokin L5. Number 2, the Zill, Z-I-L, am I saying that right? The Zill, 41047. The Zill limousines offered a rare glimpse into the Soviet-style living the long-serving official cars of the USSR, received minor updates through the years, but the final model was the 41047. Dougie, we need your drum set for the number one out of 15 cars that became the political icons. The number one slot goes to the 2009 Cadillac One. Presidential limousine has come a long way from JFK's nearly stock Lincoln. The Cadillac One, nicknamed the Beast by the Secret Service, may look like a regular Cadillac, but it's more combat vehicle than a luxury sedan. The diesel-powered limo is built on a heavy-duty truck platform, has armor strong enough to stop a rocket-propelled grenade, doors as heavy as a Boeing 747's, a mobile communications center, self-contained oxygen system, and enough firepower to safely get the president out of a war zone. The new Beast is slated... A new one is slated to arrive. When I hear more about that, well, I'll give it to you right here. Auto World, in Auto World's time zone. Yes, which is all 3 hours every hour for you every week. I appreciate it. Also, I just want to do a shout-out. You can do some housekeeping. We can do some housekeeping here. You can always follow me on Facebook. Address is Mark Evans and Auto World Radio Facebook page. And Instagram is Auto World Media. Podcast. All you have to do is Google Auto World Mark Evans. I'm on LinkedIn. My name, Mark Evans, and also our website is AutoWorldMedia.com. Look forward to your emails, not only live as we are in Boise, Idaho right now, but through the week, we get quite a few. And with that said, we have another one, Eddie the Engine. Yes, he says, you got time, let's do it. Okay, let's go into that email bag. Hey. Now, another one here we need to get to. He says, now, email, you can stump the chump. I'm the chump. Stump me. Okay, here's one. It says, help, I have a transmission leak. My baby, a 1967 Ford Mustang, now has a small transmission leak right in the front. I've replaced the pan gasket. No leaks there now, but it's still leaking between the back of the engine oil pan and the front of the transmission. Must be the front seal, ? Any thoughts? Thanks, Mark. Tom, listening in Kennewick, Washington. Well, awesome. Let's do a shout-out. Tom, thank you. Going into Kennewick, Washington on our great AW Auto World. There's our shout-out horn. Thank you. A great Auto World affiliate family. KFLD AM 870 and FM 98.7 Pasco, Richland, Burbank, Walla Walla, Kennewick, Washington. Thanks, Tom. Good to be with you folks all through all those towns and the towns around them and in between everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends, the more the merrier. The more I can help, the more I feel, well, fuzzy, and I got goosebumps on my arms right now just helping Tom. Tom, you've got a, yes, you're right, you have a front pump seal leaking. 67 Ford Mustang. More than likely, you have a C4 automatic transmission in it. Could have a C6. The C4 is a smaller transmission than the C6. Doesn't matter because both of them have a front pump seal. You do have to pull the transmission out to replace the seal, but they will not fix your whole entire leak that you have, Tom. I do not recommend you do this at all. Why? Tom, your front pump, when you pull that transmission out, you'll see the seal. You can do that one yourself. But all those bolts you'll see around the circle there, it's a pretty good circle, foot and a half in diameter. There's a lot of bolts on that front pump. You got to pull that front pump out because there's an O-ring leaking also. There's an O-ring, Tom, around that front pump that has to be pulled out about an inch to get the O-ring out. And then you also need a bushing on that front pump shaft, the seal, and the O-ring, and then you'll be fixed. And again, you just can't just pull that front pump out if you don't know what you're doing there. So, but that's what you're leaking. So just don't do. And this is for everyone. All automatic transmissions have a front pump O-ring and a seal. If you just pull that out and put the seal in, some of you are shaking your head right now. Yeah, Mark, I just did the seal and I still have the leak. That's right, because your front pump O-ring is also leaking. They're the same age. They were put in there from the factory at the same time. They've gone through the same heat. The same miles, replace both, and the bushing too. And by the way, you have to replace the torque converter. See, the torque converter spins. That seal you're replacing has worn a seal wear mark in the torque converter. So if you do the seal and the front pump O-ring and the bushing, they're on the front pump, slide it all back in there, still going to leak because you got a wear line on the torque converter. So be careful there, okay? You got to replace the torque converter. So it's not a cheap job, and it's not, you know, not an easy one either. Tom, I appreciate you tuning in. I hope that helps. Follow up with me, all of the email folks, everybody that's emailed. Thank you. Follow up, please do. Just like we're going to see you here next week, all right? Follow back into Auto World every week. Tom, thanks. Send me an email address. I can send you out a little parting gift here that we have. Detail gift, little detail bag. The detail, that bad boy inside and out for you, Tom. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Thank you, Tom.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
This week's word, best. B-E-S-T, best. Is it really the best? Do you want the best? Can you save money buying the best? Do your due diligence, folks. Be the best, buy the best, and you'll be the best. Appreciate you joining me. I want all of you to drive safe. Look forward to seeing you here next week, right here on Auto World. Drive safe and motor on.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.